Good afternoon, Chrissy.
Good afternoon.
So you are the checkpoint official for Nain. Could you tell our audience what to expect while 2018's Canes Quest will be in town?
Yesterday, somebody volunteers put markers up from Southern Point up to the dock here and on up to the JS building. Like the last rates were using the same route as 2016. They're coming into town followed by, well, they're going to have runners leading them into town. We've got about 30 volunteers this year, so it was a good turnout to have like the last race. And for this year's race, it's going to be the most amount of racing teams coming into town. There's 41 teams, so we had to go out around town and look for accommodations to accommodate for 82 people plus a helicopter pilot and two media personnel.
Around town, there's markers put up. Could you tell our audience what the markers are for?
It's to help guide the racers into town. It's for safety purposes because the racers are going to be coming in off the ice at high speeds. So some of the markers got speed control when it gets about halfway into the harbor. They're at 50 kilometers, a couple of signs, and there's a couple of signs that says 25 kilometers an hour, which is in town speed regulations. So we're going to have them when they enter town, so they could see what speeds they got to follow. If they were to go above the speed limit, the racers get a four-hour penalty. But we got runners anyway that lead the racers into town, and we got our runners making sure that they follow the speed limit as well. Especially, we've got a few more markers closer to the arena as the races enter because there's going to be a hockey tournament going on at the same time. And the racers are aware of that as well because one of the local racers out of here, Conrad, had mentioned it to headquarters in Lad City, and they passed on the message to the rest of the racers. So all the racers are aware that there's a minor hockey tournament going on, and for them to keep caution as they come up to those markers and to the arena, for those races that know where the arena is because they were here last time.
And you were the checkpoint official in 2016, am I right?
Yeah.
So what was your most favorite highlights of the 2016 Canes Quest race?
There's lots because it was the very first time and there's so much to do. I think the highlight was watching Team 59 come in around the harbor and watching the helicopter come following behind them. That and meeting all the races from USA and the race especially from Finland, having to be a part of one of the world's biggest race skill races, really, I guess. It's being behind the scenes with other volunteers. It's even more exciting just standing out on the harbor watching the races come in, see who's going to come in first. All the small things that people doesn't know what goes on behind the scenes is a little bit more exciting, I guess. That would be the biggest highlight. So it was a big learning experience, the first one. I was the only official at the last race, so I was awake for 48 hours. But this race, lessons was learned, so we've got four officials for this year's race, but I won't be up around the clock because officials are the only ones who could call in the racers' time when they arrive and when the racers leave. And officials are the only ones who could call in if a team is going to protest another team. There has to be officials on site at all times.
I'm pretty sure you're excited about this year's race. What are you most excited about?
Seeing who gets to come through first for this race. I'm hoping to see just as big of a turnout for this race for the first team. They're expected to be here early Sunday morning. I don't say a lot of people will be up then, but I'd still like to see a big turnout of people, maybe Sunday. I'd like to see a huge turnout for when Team 94 comes in, because we got a local, Conrad and Malcolm, we're hoping they get to make it up, so I'd like to see a great big turnout for them.
And Chrissy, would you like to add anything else?
I'd like to thank all the volunteers who's willing to help out for this year's Canes Quest. It's a tiring job. It's a whole lot of fun And if anybody else would like to volunteer, they could go online and sign up online, register, and they could come to our last meeting we're going to hold, which is going to be Saturday morning at 10 o'clock up to the JS Center when we get the rest of the checkpoint fixed up. So anybody is allowed to sign up before the race starts.
And I'd like to thank you, Chrissy, for giving your time for us to interview you today.
No sweat.
Have a nice day.
You too.
Bye.
Arlene Uluko Hatihayuk Chrissimit, Chrissy Uluko Yuk. Arlene Apigiyuk Kamayu Titao Gavit, Tamani Nainimi Ukayaki Ulumit Tusatunun Hanuk Pigalala Mangata Takwa 2018 Amit Kane's Quest Sikitu Tiut Tikikakatau Tiut Tamani Nainimi Chrissy Kiyuk Ipasak Akilit Tutao Gatik Ikayulautuit Akisui Laukut Nalunaikutanit Sikingani Itsavinut Ammalupaunga J.S. Katifi Hattatanganut Tema Pilaugatta Kingulipami Sikituutigut Tikikakattautimata Tema Tsainak Akutingi Atuniattavut 2016 Ami Teitsumani Nuna Viyattinut Tikilattut Ammaluguk Nalunaikutakalagivuk Namu Aigea Kammangata Nuna Viyattini 30 Galanni Akilittutaugatik Ikayutti Havuvut Taffani Yarimi Piyuuvuk, kingulipaami teemaa pilaugattalu, sikituutigut tikikkaakattautimmata. Unuttukalatsuat ilaigiijuit, tikilaattut tamaunga, 41-night ilaigiijuit, tikilaattuit. Ammaluguuhiniijajuit initsaminik, 82 inuit, tikilaamata ammaluguuk teinna halikaapta miihattatuk ammalumakhuuk suullu hauisattiik. Arlene Apigiyuk Nunagiyattini Nalunaikutahammat Ukhagayakhi Ullumitu Saattinun Taakkoa Nalunaikutai Sunaumangata Chrissy Kiyuk Maligatsai Taakkoa Sikituutigut Tikikkaakattautiyunut Nunagiyattini Pilukagasuangimata Taakkoa Tikilaattuit Sikumit Maungalutik Sukkajualullutik Tamaungalaattuit Taakkoa Guuk Nalunaikutait Affaguppata, tikilippata, sikumit, ilangit imaak ukayuik 50 kilometers, nalunaikutait, ammaluguuk ilangit imailingayuit 25 kilometers, ingihagianga, teimaak nunagiyattini maligatsakammat. Teimaimmat aakisu simajavut nunagiyattini, hanuk sukkatigiyumi takunna suungulaamata, maligialingit, sukkaliluallapata, teikkoa sikituutigut, Tikikkaakattautiyuit sitamani situuntini nukhangagiakalaattuit. Taavatuak nalunaikkutakavugut taakkununga takujausuulaattunut nunagiyattini ammalu nalunaikkutakavugut hanuk sukkatiyiakammangaata taakkuninga maligiakalaattuit hanuk sukkatiyiakammangaatta ammaluguuk nalunaikkutakavuk hanittumiyumik pinguaväälummi maani haakiffimi Taakkoa sikituutigut saalakumautiyuit arena muulaamata. Ammaluguuk teitsumanit sainak haakinguajukalaamat saalakumautillutik. Ammalu taakkoa sikituutigut tikikkaakattautiyuit kaujimagiakalaattuit. Ammaluguuk taanna Conrad ukasimajuvini teikani nukkavimmi Labrador Citymi. Ukasluni taakkununga sikituutigut saalakumautiyunut kaujimakkujuyuk. Haakingua tukalaanningani tamaani näinimi saalakkumautilippata teimaimmat. Taakkoa nalunaikkutai tamaunga aajausimajuit arinausaniani tamaani ilaumata kingulipaami teimaa piniamata. Arlene Apigiyuk kamajiutitau viintaffani jäärimi sulivingaa Chrissy Kiyuk angilluni. Arlene Apigiyuk sunamik piunipaamik piutsalaukki teitsumani 2016 ami. Kane's Questigut, Sikituutigut, Tikikkaakattautiniammata. Chrissy Kiyuk, Unuttualunnik, Sivlipaatseami, Unuttualuulauttuit, Immaka Teitsumani Team 59, Tikiniammata Sikumit, Takunna Tilluit, Taakkoa Halikaattakuujut, Malilaumata. Ammaluguuk, Takuujat, Taakkuninga, Sikituutigut, Saalakkumautiyunit, Piluattumilli, Teikangat, Finlandimit. Ammalu anginippaumat taanna sikituutigut saalakkumautiyuit ikayuttigiilluta akilittutaugatik piuyulaukkuk taakkua takunnallugit tikilimmata sikumit huveanattuulaukkuk taanna anginippaak takulauttaga ilinnialaugamalu imminik taitsumani inutuulaugama kamajiuti taullunga makitalaukkunga taitsumani 48 situuntini sitamaulikkugut taffani yaarimi kamajiuti taujuit unnuanaallu makitalaukkugut taakkua kamajiuti taujuit kamagiakhalaummata tikimmata taakkua sikituutigut saalakkumautiyuit khangatikilaumangaata taakkua kamajiuti taujuit tamaaninginnagialit Arlene Apiginelluni, Kuveasoga Vittafani Yarmi Pichutigilu Teikkoa Keynes Quest, Sikituutigu Tikikaahattautiyuit, Tsunami Piutsaloa Vim, Krisikiuju, Takugianga Kina Sivullipaumanga Taffani Yarmi, Unuttualui, Immaha Takunnagiattulaattut, Kina Sivullipaumanga, Sikituutigu Tikikaahattautiyuit, Taavatoa Tikilaattuit Suuntaagimi Ullaagatsukut, Immaha Inuit, Taitsumani makitalangituit, takuhettuhujigaluakkuut suuntaagimi. Taakkua ilaigi 94, tikilaamata taitsumani. Taakkua sikituutigut saalakkumautiju Conrad Ammalu Melkam. Teimaitlunga inunni takuhettuhujigaluakkuunga taitsumani tikiajalippata. Arlin apigiju ilatsigiagumamangat kuisi. Kuisi kiujuk. Nakumiigumatuinnahunga ilunnanginni akilittutaugati ikajujunnut. Tänä piiriä kutujoa luumat, ikäjuttaumat lakaluakkuut, huveanat tuulunillu, kinnatuinnat, akilittu taugani ikäjuvumajuk, hakitaujat juugajattuk, uffalu atimmini aatsiluni, uffalu ailuni katimalippata, suunapintimi ullaakut, katimalaammi juit siinami teikani J.S. katiffingani, takoa ilangit akisuttaulaattuit, nalunaikkutait, Pigeasipata taakkua sikituutigut saanakkumautijuit tamani nakummiigutin jallutik.
All right, folks, our time is really starting soon, and here we go. Get some music turned down here now in a pair of seconds. Once again, good day to everyone, and thank you for coming out to support Keynes Quest 2018. It's going to be quite the race this year, and we hope that it's going to be a very exciting, fast, and competitive race. I'd like to start this morning by introducing you to the race chairman, Glenn Emberley. And this is a repeat year. Glenn's back again this year chairing. A little bit about 2018. This is the biggest race so far, and if anybody's been following during the year, the organizing committee kept making some additions, and we ended up with 41 teams, 82 races. So going to be quite a race this year, everyone. So I'll turn it over now to Mr. Glenn Emberley, chairman of Keynes Quest 2018.
Thanks,
Big round of applause.
Thanks, everybody. Thanks, Sean. Amazing crowd we got here this morning once again. Thanks so much for everybody coming out. I want to first of all say welcome to all the racers, and congratulations to making it to the start line. I know it's been a long time coming, but here we are finally, 2 years in the making, and here we are at Keynes Quest 2018. I want to thank again our sponsors who make this all possible, and of course the hundreds and hundreds of volunteers who get involved and help us out with this every single time. Thanks as well to the schools, Menahek High and AP Lowe Elementary School, for helping us coordinate all of this, and of course our friends with the RNC, the fire department, paramedics, fisheries and wildlife, and of course the town of Labrador City. Thanks to everybody. It's going to be a fantastic race today. We have perfect temperatures this year. A nice -6-7, not much wind, just cool enough to make it an exciting start. So congratulations to everybody involved, and thanks to everybody. Fans, enjoy your day. It's going to be a great one.
Thank you very much, Glenn. As Glenn alluded to, a lot of volunteers that put this off. So I'd like to thank Glenn and the organizing committee and all the volunteers and support that helped make this possible. Give yourselves a big round of applause. Thank you very much. Next, I would like to Of course, an event this size really brings a lot of generates a lot of economy to the area, exposes our area to the world. So I'd like to bring in our MHA, Graham Leto, to have a few words. Thank you. Big round of applause, Graham Leto.
Thank you, Sean. What a beautiful day for the greatest snowmobile race on earth. And that's what it is, folks. It is the greatest snowmobile race on earth. Let nobody kid you. And I'm certainly happy to be here today on behalf of the Premier and the government. We are proud to be a sponsor of this event, and we will continue to be as long as you want to hold it. So I know you will. It's a great event. It's good for the province. It's good for Labrador West. I want to thank Glenn and his committee for all the hard work that they put into this. And I know it's been extensive, and without them, this would not be possible. But most of all, I want to say thank you to all the racers and the sponsors. And racers, enjoy the run and be safe out there. We want you all back here for next Saturday. God love you. Godspeed. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Mr. Leto. So we're about to start the national anthem. They're going to ask that you remove your hats, please, in honor of our national anthem. And Tiffany Brisson and Winnie Jo Clements are going to do the honors for us today. Here you go, girls. Thank you very much. Once again, good morning, everyone. Our first team off the line this morning is team number 33, Team Newfoundland and Labrador, Sheldon Wiseman, Brian Seaver Jr. The lads are both riding 2018 Yamaha Sidewinder 998. Boys, good luck on the race. Be safe, and we'll see you at the end. Right. 10 seconds to go. Make some noise. Let's go! Let's go! Yes, sir. Up at the line right now, we have Team 94, Team Ivec. That's Conrad's 2015 BRP Freeride 800, and Malcolm Wolfrey on a 2018 BRP Freeride 800. Good luck, guys. Be safe, and we hope to see you back at the finish line. Seconds to go, folks. 30 seconds. 20 seconds to go. Make a racket. 10 seconds to go. Send them off. 3. Done. Team Pitlin, Team 66.